The Pentagon recently created a new desk focused on Iran policy. It's a small outfit, 5 people, but there are concerns that its influence may soon outpace its size. That is because several of the people staffing or advising the desk are veterans of the Office of Special Plans. That's the now disbanded Pentagon group that critics say was set up to influence policymakers on Iraq. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
To understand the Pentagon-Iran desk and its ability to rile people here in Washington, you do have to go back a few years to the Office of Special Plans at its height. It, too, was a small office, 18 people at its largest, but many believe the OSP wielded disproportionate clout and that it did so by shooting flawed intelligence from Iraqi exiles straight up to the White House, bypassing the CIA. The Pentagon has consistently denied that, but suspicions have persisted about a secret back channel of intelligence flowing from the Pentagon. Thus, the uneasiness that's greeted this Iran team, a new team, but with several familiar faces. One former CIA official with extensive experience in the Middle East says they've taken the OSP and made them the Iran desk. It's Iraq deja vu all over again. We took this concern directly to John Negroponte. He's the nation's top intelligence official. He told us lessons have been learned since the run-up to Iraq.
The intelligence that is being provided to our policymakers is all-source vetted intelligence that has been coordinated throughout the entire community, and that is the way both the president and the vice president would want it to be.
Would you know, as director of national intelligence, if there were an Iran desk that was coming out with its own product and analysis?
I'd just be very surprised if sort of uncoordinated intelligence of that kind. I'd be terribly surprised if any information of that kind were reaching our policymakers without my knowledge.
But several officials interviewed for this story are not convinced. They question, for example, the ongoing prominence of Abram Shulsky. He ran the Office of Special Plans when it was analyzing intelligence on Iraq. Today, he's closely involved with the Iran desk as senior advisor to the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, focusing on the Mideast and terrorism. One former Pentagon official sighs, "The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's basically the same team, identical. The question," he adds, "is will they do business the same way?" But this official and 3 others we spoke to say they fear the Bush administration has not learned from the process that led to war in Iraq. They cite recent remarks from Vice President Dick Cheney, who struck an unrepentant note in an interview with NBC's Tim Russert.
"The world is better off because Saddam Hussein is in jail instead of in power in Baghdad. It was the right thing to do, and if we had it to do over again, we'd do exactly the same thing."
"Exactly the same thing."
"Yes, sir."
But Iran is not Iraq, argues Ruel Gerecht, a conservative writer and former CIA officer. Gerecht scoffs at the notion that a 5-man Pentagon desk is about to hijack U.S. policy on Iran.
"The Pentagon so far has been playing almost no role whatsoever on Iran. There really is only one shop in town that Iran policy is being made in, and that is at state in the office of Nick Burns, the Undersecretary for Political Affairs."
In general, people's views on the Pentagon's Iran directorate appear to be tied to their views on whether the U.S. might launch military strikes against Tehran. Ruel Gerecht believes that's not in the works anytime soon. Paul Piller disagrees. Piller was until last year the CIA's top analyst for the Middle East. He believes the drumbeat is getting louder.
"If we look back just a few months earlier, I would have said the prospect of a military strike against Iran would be very low. But just over these past few months, the tone of discussion seems to have shifted in the direction of use of armed force against Iran being a viable, real option."
Until recently, the man who oversaw policy for the Pentagon was Douglas Feith. He declined to comment on the Iran desk, but he defends the work of the Office of Special Plans. In a telephone interview, Feith called public criticism of the office nonsense.
"Part of the reason I think that we became lightning rods was because, in general, the work that was done there was creative, it was good quality, it was influential, and we came up with a lot of ideas that the interagency process found merit in. Now, that did generate resentment among those people who didn't support the policies that we supported."
In fact, a review is now underway into the Pentagon's conduct in the run-up to war in Iraq. The Defense Department's Inspector General is looking at whether the offices that reported to Feith conducted any unlawful or inappropriate intelligence activities. Meanwhile, the lack of a full accounting has left the door open to questions about whether the past may be repeating itself, with the focus this time on Iran. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.